During a special session of the Athens-Clarke County Mayor and Commission last week, Mayor Kelly Gertz gave the floor to Dr. Grace Bagwell Adams, Associate Professor at the College of Public Health and Principal Investigator of the Athens Wellbeing Project. Dr. Adams provided some statistics about the regional labor shortage and healthcare system as it relates to COVID-19. She joined me this week to give us a better understanding of the challenges facing our local healthcare infrastructure. Here's that conversation. Dr. Adams, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. It's my honor to talk with you today.
Before we talk about the current situation, what is the Athens Wellbeing Project?
That's a great question. The Athens Wellbeing Project is in existence for the purpose of providing meaningful data to stakeholders in our community that include both hospital systems, our Athens-Clarke County Unified Government, Clarke County School District, the United Way, Family Connection Communities and Schools, Envision Athens, and the Athens Housing Authority, in addition, of course, to the University of Georgia. And we now have two representative samples of data from Athens-Clarke County households in 2016 and 2018. And we have used the best scientific research design that we could possibly bring to bear to the community to try to get data that really reflects what our population actually looks like. And so we have been using those data now for about 4 years to inform policymaking and decision-making at the local level.
And so when you say what our community looks like, you mean in terms of just their overall health, is that correct?
So we certainly do collect data on their health, things like access to health care, health insurance coverage, presence of chronic conditions in the household. But we also collect data on other domains of life, and that includes housing, education, community safety, and even civic vitality, which is things like participation in a faith community, social capital measures, political participation, those kinds of things, because they're really all related.
That's really cool. Well, last week you said that Athens-Clarke County is a health services hub for our region. Can you explain what that means?
Our healthcare systems, and by that I mean not just our hospitals, but also our other providers, and that can include anything from dentists to behavioral health providers to, of course, primary care and beyond, they serve a region. They don't just serve Athens-Clarke County residents.
Right.
And it's also our social services sector that serve a region.
Mm-hmm.
So when decisions are made about the allocation of goods and services in Athens-Clarke County, it's decisions that affect really this region. And when I say region, I mean the contiguous counties to Clarke, but also even counties beyond that, because our health and social services sector serve around 17 counties at this time.
Mm-hmm. So when you go through something like what we're going through right now, you hear the term thrown around, people at high risk. Can you talk mm-hmm. a little bit about what that means and how many ACC households have someone that technically would fall in this category?
There certainly are groups that are more vulnerable. The older adults certainly fall into that group. And there's a host of underlying chronic conditions that really increase a person's risk in the seriousness of COVID-19 and how the virus affects their respiratory system in particular. And those chronic conditions include those with cardiovascular disease or heart disease, asthma, COPD, the kinds of respiratory-related chronic conditions that you see.
Sure.
Diabetes. Hypertension, cancer, and then really any individual that has a condition that suppresses the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at what the prevalence is in our community, it is striking. About 60% of Athens-Clarke County households have at least one chronic condition in the household.
Wow.
And 9% of households have an adult age 65 or older. And there are many households that have both an older adult and the presence of chronic conditions. About 8% of households have that intersection of both of those. And in terms of numbers, what that means, well, we have over 40,000 households in Athens-Clarke County. And so if you look at 60% of 40,000, then we're really looking at around 24,000 households or more.
Wow.
That we're concerned about with being at especially high risk.
Well, Athens-Clarke County had a health provider shortage even before this epidemic, with only about 1.3 active medical doctors per 1,000 people in this service area. What does the current healthcare climate look like with more and more people turning to the emergency room?
You know, I think there are many measures that we need to look at when we think about our readiness or our ability to respond to something like COVID-19. But the most important metric we can look at is the labor force.
Mm-hmm.
What the labor force shortage means in any given day prior to this is that there just aren't enough physicians and nurses to care for the individuals who need health care. So when you have a pandemic, then it just exacerbates the problems that we already had. So that's really what we need to be concerned about. And I think the additional layer here is that, of course, these healthcare workers are the heroes. They are the ones on the front lines. So they are vulnerable to catching this disease as well.
Right, right.
And if they get sick, then they also will have to go home and protect themselves for the amount of suggested time, which at this point is at least 14 days. And so that really eats into the baseline number of how many providers we have.
Well, what can both government at all levels and non-governmental organizations do to help people, for instance, without insurance coverage or paid sick leave? You got some suggestions on that?
I think that, you know, there are some things that we can do to open up access for individuals who are symptomatic for COVID-19. That includes making sure that regardless of insurance status, that they have access to testing in the same time period that any individual who's insured has.
Right.
And in addition to that, that those individuals then, if symptomatic, had some follow-up care or some access to a clinician who could at least check in with them, or that they could access while they are symptomatic and experiencing the virus. Because right now, the only healthcare safety net that uninsured individuals have in the state of Georgia is the emergency room and indigent clinics that provide care, but it's just not enough. And so I think that if local governments and hospital systems can think very critically and intentionally about how to build in access opportunities for those who don't have insurance throughout this crisis, that's going to be key. Because right now, again, the only thing they can do is really go to the emergency room, and that's not even a short-term sustainable solution for COVID-19, much less long-term.
Sure.
But I think that it's going to be really important for hospital systems and local governments to coordinate together on that and to communicate very closely.
So, Dr. Adams, one possibly overlooked element of the healthcare infrastructure, and especially during something like this pandemic that we're experiencing, is mental health care. What sort of things are in place for that?
There is no question that we were in really a behavioral health crisis before this ever hit.
Right.
So many of the measures that we are having to take to stay at home will affect people's mental health, even individuals who did not suffer before the crisis from
Absolutely.
Behavioral health illnesses. So certainly this is a consideration that we need to be thinking about, and that communities need to be factoring into their response. And I think one of the biggest concerns is that the substance use for individuals who are having a stress response, for those of who already have substance use disorder, there certainly is more risk there than there was in previous times. But this is not studied to the extent that it needs to be. And I do think it is a question and a series of questions that are going to have to be asked and studied in the coming months, because this is a major concern. I think the intersection of COVID-19 with, again, the existing behavioral health crisis is going to be a major focal point, certainly of public health and clinicians, and I hope that is also a focal point for policymakers.
What else can be done to improve Clark County's current situation with regard to adequate testing, and then even stretching out to some of these rural areas?
Most of the rural communities that we serve certainly don't have hospitals. And many of them don't have access even to primary care or other basic kinds of care. So I think we have to get creative, and I think we have to use telehealth as much as possible. When we think about testing, there are a few issues at play here. The first is that we've got to have enough tests for those who are symptomatic. Thus far, both in our community and statewide, they've been rationed in a way that has only allowed people who fit a very specific set of criteria to get a test. But we've got to get more tests, and we've got to get them quickly, and it's really taking a long time to get those results back. So I think those are two issues that have to be remedied fairly quickly if we want to get any kind of reliable data on the actual prevalence of this disease. And it's really important for individuals to have a chance to be tested somewhere other than the emergency room.
Right.
And so I think that's critical. I think as many remote drive-through tests as possible as we can administer, that's better for the public's health. And again, just coordination across county lines. Our socio-political boundaries of counties are not the boundaries that people use to make decisions about where to get their health care.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that as soon as county officials can coordinate with one another on issues like remote testing sites and public health messaging, the better.
Dr. Grace Bagwell Adams is an associate professor at the University of Georgia's College of Public Health and an investigator for the Athens Wellbeing Project. Once again, thanks so much for taking some time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.